Rav Ashri has a shaila about Birchas HaGomel. And this shaila, he says, was presented, or came up in on the 13th of Cheshvan, Tavshin Beis, which corresponds to November 3rd, 1941. That is the day in which the Nazis gathered together more than 10,000 men, women, and children in order to murder them. And the great majority of them, of course, were killed at the hands of the Nazis. And however, there were a number of them that were left alive. And the question arose as to whether they should say Birchas HaGomel. The suffix that they had was the following, that on the one hand, they were saved from danger, and that's, of course, the idea behind Birchas HaGomel, when a person is saved from danger. But on the other hand, the danger remained in place, and they remained in the ghetto, and it was uncertain what would happen at any point in time to them, and the Nazis could decide to kill everyone else in the ghetto as well. So this is the question which came up. So Rav Ashri notes the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nundalim of Beis, where the Gemara introduces the concept of, or the halacha of Birchas HaGomel, that arbot tzrichim lahodos, that there are four different people who have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara mentions that the Yorde Hayam, people who cross the sea, Holchei Midbaros, people who cross the desert, a person who was healed from illness, and a person who was imprisoned, and then exit the prison. So he goes through, you know, a discussion in regard to this, the simple, straightforward halacha, which he quotes, which comes from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses Birchas HaGomel and Siman Reish Yud Tes in Or HaChaim. So again, the simple understanding of the halacha is that this halacha only applies, you say Birchas HaGomel, when a person has actually been saved from the danger. He discusses the discussion, the Achronim, in regard to this, but that's the simple understanding of this. And the Mishneh Berurah also seems to concur in regard to this as well, that it's only when the event, let's say, has concluded, the person already crossed the desert, a person already is out of the ocean, etc., at that point in time, the individual would say Birchas HaGomel. Rav Ashri then notes that a number of the Achronim say that what happens if, let's say, for example, a person has an ongoing kind of challenge. Let's say, for example, a person is on a boat, and then sometimes they stop over at a particular port, and then they continue on their journey, and then they continue again and again. So quotes from the Eliyahu Rabbah that he said that you have to wait until the person has emerged from the tzara completely. He quotes the same from a number of other achronim, the Orchos Chaim, the Ateres Zakenim, the Birchi Yosef, and even quotes this from the Sefer Arva Shemesh in the name of one of the Hasidic Rebbes, that he also said the same thing, that the same is true. On the Pasuk HaPam Odeas Hashem, that the Arva Shemesh also notes that it's only when the danger has already concluded. And this has, I'll just mention parenthetically, halachic ramifications often when a person, let's say, for example, comes down with an illness, or as an operation, or something along those lines, some kind of medical or health challenge, the individual waits until they've emerged from the danger. At that point in time, Birchas HaGomel is to be said. So a person, let's say, has a serious operation, they usually will not say Birchas HaGomel immediately afterwards. They wait until they've recovered their strength, and it seems like things are stable at that point in time. So, for that reason, says Rav Ashri, that in this situation, in regard to the people who were saved from this terrible event in which so many Jews were murdered, nonetheless, given that they are still in danger, so therefore they should not say Birchas HaGomel. Rav Ashri adds something interesting as well. He says that another reason, since he, in addition to the purely halachic angle, is that if people would say Birchas HaGomel, so then people would begin to think that they psychologically they must have emerged from the danger, you know, that now the, as he puts it, achin sar mar hamaves ukrova hi Yeshua sam lavo, that you know, the Yeshua is around the corner. And even though it's interesting from a couple of different angles, from a psychological point of view, he recognized that this would actually be advantageous to the Germans, because the Germans did this on an ongoing basis. He describes how they would try to get the hopes of the Jews up, and then they felt that as a consequence they would be able to control them more, because they kept on, you know, encouraging them and indicating as if there was something that was, you know, good that was going to happen and they were going to be saved. So he says in this case, the realism, reality, being based in reality, Rav Ashri says is critical to recognize the challenge that they had. And therefore, he thinks for that reason as well, Birchsa Gomel would not be appropriate. And therefore, he told them that they should not save Birchsa Gomel, but they should look forward to the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save them.